The following program is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive and is rated NC-17 for adult language and content. That means if you do not condone adult language and content and do not want your child exposed to adult language and content, then turn this shit off right now. LA Edge Web Radio is not responsible for the upbringing of your child or is not responsible for what your child listens to or is exposed to. LA Edge Web Radio strongly supports the broadcasting rating system and therefore does not condone anyone under the NC-17 age rating listening to this program. Thank you. Now, on to the show.
This is not just a black issue. It's not just a Hispanic issue. This is an American issue.
There is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
Nuclear is just the power, the devastation is very important to me.
Shut fire, officer down!
We consider this an act of terrorism.
Nobody should be fooled!
Welcome to the Chalk Line of a Nation. Political talk about a dying nation.
The end of the Republic has never looked better.
No, I don't know about that one. Hello, everybody. I am the producer of this show, Chris, and along with me are the hosts, Kevin and Mike. You guys, how are you this evening? Gentlemen.
I'm okay, buddy. How are you guys?
A little sore. Did some hard labor today, putting some baby furniture together. Got a little bundle of joy on the way.
Nice.
Well, I'm mad as heck, and gosh darn it, I'm just not going to take it anymore.
You screaming out the window?
Well, I mean, just, you know, things have occurred, you know, since we were last together here on the Etherweb.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
And
on a daily basis.
Well, yeah, but these are major things. These are like, you know, this is above your everyday thing, like, you know, Honey Boo Boo's mama's coming back on TV, that kind of stuff. You know.
Okay.
And I know we've agreed that, you know, we're going to start. Well, supposedly the theme of this show is called Mama June from Not to Hot, and I guess she's getting a boob job and probably a butt job and whatever else they can inject and scrape out of her.
No,
you're talking about Elizabeth Warren, are you?
I heard she lost like a
ton
of weight.
No, there's not enough rubber or plastic in the world, dude. That's like saying I could make Nancy Pelosi beautiful. You cannot do it. You cannot do it.
You mean you don't like the girl who talks and he chews her face when she talks to you?
You sound more like Nancy Grace there. Now, there's another one
that's
you can't make
about.
Pretty.
That's another one I'm talking about, man. She drives me
they
crazy.
They put marijuana in the cookies.
Well, maybe you should eat more then.
I think she eats the whole box,
Maybe even the whole farm, buddy.
But I know we've said, you know, we're going to, you know, inject more humor into the show. But there's just this very serious thing that I just became aware of the other day, actually a couple days ago, that I think is very serious, and I think we need to address it immediately. Now, we all know that, you know, Putin, you know, helped his buddy Trump win the election. We all know this because the Democrats said so. And but now it's come to my attention that the Super Bowl was rigged.
Yeah, I'm protesting.
I know it's shocking.
I started an online protest. I'm going to go out in the streets tomorrow.
Not my Super Bowl champion. Not my Super Bowl champion.
Not my Super Bowl
champion. I'm telling you, man. I got this from a good source, man. This came directly from Black Lives Matters. You know, and nobody's more expert on racism in America than they are. And apparently what Trump did was, yes, he rigged the Super Bowl so that his white devil buddy, Tom Brady, could win.
Could come to the White House.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, and I've heard
sense.
There's already a splinter group has broken off from the BLM. It's called the BFM. It's Black Football Matters. And there's a new team coming out next year, so Brady, get ready, because next year you will see on the field, you will come across and be facing the dreaded BLM thugs with Kanye as the coach and Dennis Rodman as quarterback. Brady don't stand a chance.
And Dupree, no, coming. I thought it was Colin Kaepernick was the quarterback.
Yeah, you
got
Kaepernick
in there. No, man.
Oh, that's right.
Kanye
that's just the Pine
said it was
Rider.
Dennis Rodman,
that's
or right. He wasn't going to coach. And, you know, you got to do what Kanye wants. He's a
genius. Or he'll interrupt you.
Yeah, you know. Beyonce had the best play in the whole season.
You guys ever, you know, this is kind of funny, because have you guys ever listened to Elizabeth Warren gab?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she just doesn't make any sense and just doesn't shut up.
Well, did you see the latest gaffe from Pelosi, where she said that she couldn't get behind anything in Bush's administration? You know, or something I didn't know, but what's her name? Maxine Waters informed me of that Putin invaded Korea.
Wow.
Hey, man, honestly, our world's going to hell in a handbasket. I just bought $1,000 worth of dehydrated food.
Hey, I look at it like
all
this.
All over
Putin
the TV.
Wants to go over, if you just what? You just spit what?
I didn't spit nothing.
I thought you spit food over your TV. That's what I caught. Sorry, man.
No, I said
no.
I just
he's one of them fear-monger survivalist dudes.
Well, no, because it's on the TV. You can buy the dehydrators. You can buy it by the pound or the bucket. So I just bought $1,000 worth of all this shit. Never know.
Okay. What? Like, what did you buy
what?
Though? Cheese curls. That's what I would get. I'd get cheese balls.
Got macaroni and cheese.
Those are already dehydrated.
Yeah, they'll last forever.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, there's a lot of people doing that now.
You got mac and cheese, $1,000 worth of mac and cheese?
No, I got all sorts of stuff. I just got the variety basket.
Well, you got to get the Oreos for those munchie sessions and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Hey, Mike,
yeah,
you know what's a good idea?
You have to have that John Wayne chocolate bars.
Dude, you should build a shelter under your sister's place.
Why the hell would I do it under her house? I do it under my house.
Well, because you figure they'd come looking for you at your house.
Yeah, but if I do under the floor and dig deep enough,
well,
you know,
the ideal thing is.
Yeah, but if they send in a drone, you don't want to be there at all.
True. But what would they be looking for my ass for? Just for my food?
You never know. You're associated with Kevin now. They're looking for you.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. They've been looking for me since the show started.
Yeah. They've been reading your mail since we hooked up, buddy. I hate to tell you.
Yeah, I was wondering why I keep getting this weird beep on the phone when I'm talking to
people. That's right. Yeah.
Little voice in your ear telling you what to say.
Yeah, it's like, shit, what's going on
here?
I
used to watch a show on National Geographic Channel. It was called Doomsday Preppers. And the best one I saw was this guy that bought one of those old decommissioned government missile silos. You know, and he had everything he needed. He could grow all his own food underground with lights. I mean, this dude was set. I mean, this thing was decked out nice, you know, and your front door, you know, that big steel door can take a direct hit from an atomic bomb. Now that's security, my friends, you know.
Wow.
I mean, that's what I want. I can just bare my ass to the world and say, hey, you can all just piss off. I'm down here,
what
you know.
Think, Kevin, I got to ask you, what do you think about the Muslim ban?
Well, okay, God, here I am.
Travel ban.
Travel ban.
What I am fixing to say is going to make me throw up in my mouth a little bit because I'm getting ready to say something I agree with Trump on. Yeah,
okay.
I totally support that travel ban, and that's what it is. We know what the liberals say. It's a Muslim ban. All Akbar bitches were from behind you. You know, we got feminists now, and feminist marches, you know, shouting Allah Akbar and supporting ISIS. Feminists. You know, when probably today in the Middle East, somebody cut off the clitorises of 100 women. What's that?
I said, this is coming from a guy that's not a Republican nor a Democrat.
No, I'm a sane individual. That's why I'm not a Republican or a Democrat.
But it's just, I mean, have you ever, I mean, it just blows my mind how these freaking media guys always want to call it Muslim ban. All the Democrats in the House want to call it Muslim ban.
Well, no, they label it however they want, man. They label it however they want.
It whips up all the Kool-Aid drunk left.
Yep.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
well, Obama picked the 7 countries, not Trump.
Yeah, I know. Of course he
right.
did.
But that's okay.
You know, Trump's just
he
enforcing
it.
Well,
yeah.
they what they will say is, well, Obama, he may have drew it up, but you notice he didn't enforce it. That's because he realized it was bad. You know?
Right.
That's
yeah.
what you can't win.
He would have got no heat on it.
Huh?
Obama wouldn't have taken no heat on that.
Well, no, because he didn't announce to anybody he did it. You know, he just didn't enforce
right.
the damn thing. So, and the media's on his side, you know.
And then that's the first thing he pops off since he's been out of the office is on this ban, how we shouldn't be racist.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, of course we're racist. We rig footballs, dude. We rig football games. Come on now.
That's what political people do.
I shared a picture today. You would love it. I shared a picture today of someone caught Obama with a book in his hand. It was The World After America. He was holding in his hand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
that's what the book was, The World After America.
You know,
it was written by a terrorist.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get it reading.
He spent 8 years saving America, so he deserves a vacation. He worked so hard for us. You know?
Maybe he'll take
a
vacation over and visit our troops in Afghanistan. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I'm sure they'd appreciate having a former president come visit them.
Hey, I'm sure ISIS would love to hang out and have a beer
with
him.
He's too busy going over to the Ayatollah's house.
Who knows? Maybe they have a
plan their next
for
plot.
Him to appeal more than Michelle. You never know.
That's true. He's probably going over there to schedule their next family reunion.
How did you like President Obama? Not bad. You know,
I have to admit, I voted for him the first time. I did, because I just wanted something different. And, it was different. But that's why I didn't vote for him the second time. But I did vote for him the first time. You know,
well,
and
after 8 years of W, man, I get why he got elected. I get it. You know.
Everybody was just, it was kind of like this last election, man. Everybody was just kind of tired of the same shit. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
same
that's,
stuff.
And that's
so
why
they,
we got Trump.
Yeah. So they just, that they voted the other way.
Give the guy a White House.
Yeah, but which scares me, because we have Donald Trump as our president now. I'm almost afraid to think of what's going to come after him. You know, could Kanye maybe really pull it off? Will we? I mean, our IQ drops maybe 10 points a year. Yeah,
I think all the write-ins of Mickey Mouse is going to be our next president.
I don't know.
Kanye West has teased that he's going to run in, what was it, 2020 or 2024, something of that nature.
Kanye West can't run from the cops. How's he going to run for president?
No. Sorry, but I got distracted.
You know what? If did.
I think someone's phone's breaking up.
I heard it breaking up. What, is it me?
No, I just heard it.
That was when Chris was talking. He's
hello?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I was just saying, man, like, if the people could have such a landslide vote for Donald Trump, quote unquote, they'll vote for Kanye West.
I'm saying, dude. I mean, you have to really look at America today. You know,
you
we
do.
Don't like smartness in America anymore. We don't. If you look at the most look at Friends, look at the vast popularity of Friends, Duck Dynasty, Larry the Cable Guy.
No, you know what America is, dude? There was a movie with David Arquette where he was like the smartest person in America. I can't remember what it was. He was put in some chamber that he woke up and he was the smartest person on earth or whatever. And
well,
Idiocracy, exactly,
dude.
Yes, Idiocracy. There you go. Thank you.
It's a documentary is what it is. Oh, yeah, we're so far down the pike on our way there. We just need the garbage tsunamis.
Right. And the monster truck shows where they chase you with cars and stuff and try to kill you. Yeah, that's going to be the next combat sport.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, we've got Donald Trump as president. We've had Arnold Schwarzenegger as the governor of California. Jesse Ventura, a wrestler, became governor of Minnesota. Or excuse me, Minnesota. You know, so I mean, you know, although I like Jesse, but
yeah,
you know, I mean, we were already doing that. And before that, we elected Reagan for 8 years, a guy whose main claim to fame was he did movies with monkeys. You know, and the monkey had the top billing. You know.
Yeah, Ron.
You know.
We're gonna need you to open up tonight. Yeah, the monkey just wants the headline.
You know, he does all the punchlines anyway.
Yeah, right. Monkey's name I fling to.
That's American. We get really mad when other countries laugh at us.
Right.
You know, the ones that aren't, you know, most of Europe just look at us and go, oh, my God, they elected Trump. Oh, holy shit.
you know, what's funny is I actually went on the night of the election. I went on and was reading a couple of these different forums of people who were just talking from all around the world. And there was a couple people from the UK that said, oh, my God, I would love it if we could have somebody like Donald Trump as our president. And I just thought, you know, after having been or whatever for so many years, dude, I bet they would love to have a little bit of a change like Donald Trump.
Well, here's an interesting thing I just found out today is that since Trump became president, there are more and more people in the UK and in the other European countries saying, we don't want no more of these refugees, man. They're wrecking our countries.
Yep.
Because the news media here doesn't show what's really, really going on over there. You know, the amount of violence and stuff that's coming from these so-called refugees.
Look at Paris. You know, happened with Paris. You know, look at what was the comic strip shooting, man? And was it London? You know, I mean, that's the thing is people say like, oh, it's racist, it's Muslim hate, it's this. No, it's trying to avoid having another Boston Marathon. Having another September 11th, trying to allow people into our country that can get here and do, you know, their little intel on us and plan something. That's what we're trying to, and that's why there's certain countries on that list. We're trying to avoid having people come from the countries that are the biggest threat. But people look at it as racist immediately.
No, these are the countries that don't have no way to prove who the people that are coming over are. They have no documentation. They can't provide the vetting. You know, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. And this stupid jackass attorney general that these morons in Washington State elected is a idiot. You know,
also
Washington's
look at the fact
hurt.
Too. Look at the fact too that these people, the bulk of them, especially when we're talking about the ones coming from Syria and Somalia, these are illiterate, totally uneducated people. You know, and they have no real skills, and they come to this country, and then they start making demands. But before that, they get all this stuff handed to them for free while I remind Americans our vets are doing without, our own poor people, American citizens, are doing without, and we're spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars
supporting
giving freebies to these people who are going to turn around and say, okay, we hear now no more pork in Subway. You know, they just make these demands. Well, just because it goes against our religion. Okay, and we have to have Sharia law, too. So now we can start cutting off heads legally. And, you know, if I decide I don't want my wife anymore, I can just say she cheated on me and set her on fire in the street.
Well, how about this?
But no, Muslims are so civilized.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's say you pretend like you're a woman for 5 minutes, all right? And you go into a bank with your little Muslim garb on, right?
Yeah.
There's no problem with that. But now try to go in there with a fucking ski mask on.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Right.
You know? I mean, we got a short face. I mean, there's some banks around here that make you take your baseball cap off.
Dude, I tell you what, you can hide a lot under those garbs, man. You can hide an
AK-47. Oh, yeah.
You can hide all kinds of stuff under one of those garbs.
10 pounds
a couple
of
cases of Budweiser, you name it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they could be strapped with C4, you wouldn't even know it. You know, and that's the scary part about it is, you know, I want to welcome all different races and all different religions and cultures, but there has to be a strong screening process before these people should be allowed in the country. Because if we try to go to another country, what do we have to do? We have to get passports. We have to go through all this background check and all this stuff just to go on vacation. You know,
well, yeah,
so
and,
if we go to another
country,
can't
go to Saudi Arabia,
become citizens, right? Exactly.
I mean, we can go, but I mean, you and I, we can't get off the plane and go, hey, a couple of Americans here. You know, we want a couple cases of Miller and some porno mags.
If you're an American woman, you go to one of these Muslim countries, you've got to wear the same garb their women do.
Yeah. You know, and you got all these women, all these liberals supporting this crap.
Right.
No, Islam's not violent, yet they cut the clitorises off their women because women shouldn't be allowed to enjoy sex, so they won't cheat on their husband. Now,
man,
these are you know, highly civilized, you know, modern, advanced people, and we need to recognize them as such. You know, oh, what, you sold pork at Subway? Off with his head. You know, but if you say this to, oh, you're an Islamophobe and you're anti-Muslim. No, I'm anti all religion myself. You know, but yet I can stand out on any street corner in America and shout, Jesus was a hypocrite, death to Christians, and nobody will do shit to me. But if I held a sign that said, hey, Islam sucks, I'm in trouble.
You're all over the
That's
news.
Hate speech.
No, but you know what's crazy is when I served, I got to go to places like Dubai and Jordan and all different places and meet people of different cultures in the Middle East. And, you know, for the most part, the people were very welcoming, but they at the same time they said, you know, there are people who are threats to us, you know, who are our own people. And the thing is like, if there's going to be threats wherever you're at, but why allow people that are where the source of most of the terrorism is coming from? Why take the risk of just allowing 10,000 people come in and say, eh, we took a chance? I mean, that's basically what they're trying to do.
Did you hear the numbers? I guess they were really high for the people that have started coming in since the restraining order's been put in effect.
Oh, I can imagine.
I mean, like, people are trying to come in like crazy.
Sure.
It's just crazy.
So,
like,
we'll just build a wall around their countries. That's what we'll do. That'll
here's the
sense.
Thing. Like,
yeah.
Like what you were saying, Kevin, about them coming over here and protesting, you know, down with Christianity and this and that. The messed up thing is, my aunt used to travel for the government, and she used to tell me about how when she'd go to India and she'd go to Turkey and certain other places, they had certain customs that women had to follow, and like women had to wear the garbs, whether they were American or not. They had to wear the garbs on their heads, or they had to walk 10 paces behind a man, or, you know, it's like, and she's like, really? And like, she said, you know, I had a really, really hard time. And she said, I really felt bad for the women over there. And it's like you said, though, when we go to the countries, we have the respect of learning about the culture and saying, you know what, this is their culture, I'm going to respect it. But when people come here, it's like, well, but this is America. You know, we can do whatever we want here.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
The people who live here and are citizens can't.
Right.
And that's basically what it is.
And
we
don't
have
complain
our own country
because if
anymore.
You do, you're a racist.
Right. And it has nothing to do with racism. But you're right. I mean, people are going to come into our country and they're going to try to change things. I mean, look at what's happened with Oklahoma and what was it that was removed there because it had God on it. And, you know, or they're talking about, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance and this and that because it offends children. And it's like, that's great, but what's going to be next? You know, what's the next big change?
No, first place, kids don't care. Okay.
Right.
And you had this thing going on. Now, I'm an avowed atheist. Would I rather not see the Ten Commandments posted anywhere? Yeah, I'd rather not. But I'm an American, and we have this thing called religious freedom, you know. So, you know, I'm not the kind of atheist to where, you know, if I see the Ten Commandments at a courthouse, I get offended. That's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, I don't think it belongs in the Pledge of Allegiance. because we didn't add it until all that Cold War crap started. So it was just a deal to thumb our noses at the Ruskies, you know. And it doesn't really belong on our money because we're not a Christian nation. That's why we have the First Amendment. But other than that, I mean, it's religious freedom. And I have no problem with Muslims coming here and practicing their religion. But
right.
when it interferes with American law and American custom, it's like, no. You can come to this country, by all means, keep your language in your home. You should be proud of your culture and your heritage and your language. You should be.
But learn English.
In California, where I'm originally from, if you go to the DMV and get, say, just a DMV handbook, the driver's handbook, it's printed now in, I think, like some 23 languages.
Wow.
It's like, at what
wow.
point, you know, why is it racist to say, okay, English is the official language of America? Well, what language do most Americans speak, aside from California? English. Well, we speak this broken English. It's so bad now, I figured another 5 years, people, instead of laughing, they'll just go, lol, lol.
Well, no, pretty soon, the three of us will be able to write on resumes that we are ESL qualified, which is English as a second language.
That's
right.
Yeah.
What it is.
Yeah.
That's why we can't get along as Americans no more. None of us speak the same language, even the ones that supposedly speak English. You know, and we sure as hell can't write it anymore. I watch the news and I see misspelled words on the ticker tape constantly. On
yes.
the news.
Yes.
These are journalists. They make their living with words. Now they can't
well,
even spell them.
Honestly, though, in their defense, man, I've been behind the scene. I haven't worked, but I've witnessed behind the scene of a news broadcast, and it's the interns that are typing that stuff, man. So there's your problem.
Yeah, no, but you didn't used to see it. It says
right.
you're not vetting their people.
Right.
We need more vetting.
Oh, what's that, a Cracker Jack diploma? Sure, we'll hire you on.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, it's like as soon as, like, stuff happened in this country, like, you know, well, when rap became really big, and then the English language really started going down the toilet, you know, because everybody's wanting to
wow,
make up these cute, hip, new meanings for words. It's like, no, you know, that's why parents don't understand their children.
Hey, yellow.
Yeah, I mean, when Snoop, God bless him, came up with the for shizzle stuff, I was so lost, man. I didn't know what a shizzle or a fizzle. I didn't know none of that stuff, man. I was just catching up to Run DMC, and they throw that crap at me, man.
Right. I was still hooked on Run DMC. That's
I was still getting jiggy with it.
Right.
Did you notice the change? Like, you remember when rap first came out, you know? And it was like all uplifting and upbeat and talking about doing positive things. And then the next day it was, got my gat going to shoot some bitches and hoes, and, you know?
Well,
it just got so
I
dark.
Mean, it was, rap
you
was.
Said
it
in
I mean,
the nose, dude. That's clean.
I mean, yeah, well, you talk about like Sugar Hill Gang and people of that nature that really, really were kind of the pioneers for it. And
yeah,
they did.
Base.
It was just more of an. It was an upbeat dance, kind of really cool, like rhyming beat kind of thing, you know. And then Run DMC came in with Raising Hell, and it just tore everything down. And I, to this day, I still love Run DMC's Raising Hell album. It's one of my favorite rap albums of all time. And because I listen to all kinds of music, man, I listen to everything and anything. But it's
just
you're right.
Journey
and
REO Speedwagon, man.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. Sticks.
Just that real
metal,
you know?
Like that. Just that real metal.
Let's rock out to some Landslide.
Yeah.
None of that Metallica crap for me. I don't listen to that soft stuff. Those other wussy bands like Slayer.
Yeah, let's throw some horns up for Air Supply.
Oh, God, dude. I'm telling you that the 80s and the early 90s were just hell for me, you know?
I
mean, I
don't remember.
Oh, dude, when Motley Crue came on the scene and Poison, I thought, that's it. That's the end of rock, man. Rock has been killed, you know?
I like hair metal, man.
No, no. The only acceptable hair band to me is Twisted Sister.
We're not going to take it. That should have been.
No, dude,
you know what? You should run
not
for
that
president,
song.
Kevin.
I should.
You and Mike run as POTUS and V POTUS, and the two of you have come out on your campaign to Twisted Sisters. We're not going to take it.
No, it'd be more like SMS.
Burn in hell.
Yeah, well, yeah. That reminds me of an episode of Squidbillies, you know, Death to America, and that was much of my platform, you know. You know, I'm not a racist. I'm not a bigot or any of those things. I hate you all equally. You know, I don't even like myself. Okay.
So let's take some bets and see. I want to know who thinks when the Democrats are going to try to impeach Trump. A month? Do you think he'll make it a month before they do that?
You know, I'm not sure if, you know, it's kind of like, you know, some of the Dems are already kind of starting to soften their tone a little bit because, you know, they realize, you know, hey,
where?
We've got elections next year.
They haven't softened nothing, dude.
Yeah,
man.
There's been a few of the Dems that said they weren't going to show up and they weren't going to vote on anything, and they did show up.
Yeah, well, they're just sitting in the background because Pelosi and Warren and all them are making all the stink.
Well, that's the power base of the DNC. But you notice you are hearing some other Democrats saying, hey, we need new leadership.
Well,
two days ago, they were talking about impeachment. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I just said 2 days ago they were talking about impeachment.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be an attempt or two for sure.
But come on, Mike. What month are we in? You know there's going to be a Democrat there at the table that says, well, we could wait until at least it's warm outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they go in their recess, their August recess for how long, you know?
Well, the gutless, cowardly little slackers that we hire to pull off those protests, they won't go out in cold weather.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They'll wait until they have the whole impeachment thing, and they'll wait until it's warm outside so they don't have to go out in the cold, you know.
Well, they might if Soros doubles the pay.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Very true. So what would that mean then, Mike
Pence?
So what do you think if Mike Pence becomes president? I actually don't mind Mike Pence. I actually like a lot of his stuff, a lot of his ideas.
I have issues with him, you know. Like I said, the only two things Trump's really done that really, really pump my nads, as they say, is I agree with the travel ban, and I do support Gorsuch for Supreme Court.
Right, right.
Because he's a strict constitutionalist. He doesn't believe in legislating from the bench.
Time,
that's what we need.
When's the last time you guys can remember a president that's actually worked his first 20 days in office?
I give
him some credit for that kind of stuff, you know.
I mean, the guy hasn't taken a day off except for, I think, one day last weekend.
That's one thing I will have to give him. He did say that in his campaign, that I will begin changing the country the day I take over. Or take office,
and he's done it, man.
He stuck to that.
I mean, the Dems are delaying getting his cabinet in there. He's got what, seven, eight people put into office now for his cabinet.
Sessions just got confirmed.
Yeah, he got confirmed today.
Yeah, Sessions.
But I'm just saying, I mean, they're taking so damn long to even give him his cabinet. How do you do anything without anybody in the cabinet?
Because look, they don't.
You starve.
These people, they have no sense of fairness.
You can't use all those Obama leftovers because you know damn well they ain't doing nothing but sitting around waiting for him to get replaced.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, look how they've already been. The left has already been attacking Trump's kids. You know, his daughter's clothing line got kicked out of some stores.
Yeah.
You know, and I can remember when a couple of conservative comedians made cracks about the Obama kids. And just got their ass, and you know, and I agreed they should have had their asses handed to you. Leave the kids alone.
But you see the same thing with this family.
Sure.
So let me get this straight, guys. So people have a problem with trying to keep dangerous people out of our country, but it's okay to stop selling a certain clothing line in a store because it's Donald Trump's daughter.
Because your dad's the president.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's a reason for this. Here's what you don't understand about the far left mentality. Okay? Here's why you can't reason with them or get through to them. Because they're right about everything. The reason they stand on the side of the Muslims, no matter how radical they may be, the reason they stand on the side of everything extreme and bad in the world is because the same reason they drive hybrid cars and buy green products, you know, and stuff, is because I'm
saving
helping
it now.
To save the planet.
And you're
I'm
not
saving
it now.
Planet.
It's too late.
No,
they
I'm saving it. That's why I drive an electric
shit.
Car, Chris. And I'm siding with the Muslims because I stand up for downtrodden, oppressed people. And the white man's evil. And I have to do something to make up for this horrible white guilt that I feel for my white privilege. You just don't understand, you neocon Nazi bastard. That's
no,
what
it is. No, hey, I support them. I do. And here's a great idea. As the glaciers break off every day, maybe they all need to get garden hoses and go up and just keep water on the glaciers to keep them frozen a lot longer. And they could just stay up.
Why didn't they do that? They didn't save that poor polar bear we all saw in the commercial floating on that little piece of ice, his only home. Where's he going to go? He's probably drowned by now. You know? See, that's why liberals are safe in this country, because so far it's not against the law and it's not capital punishment to be stupid. Otherwise, they'd be all locked up and waiting their turn at the guillotine.
Boy, when you prove them wrong, they just change the subject, don't they?
Oh.
No, that's
well, no.
That's when your
then
house gets set on fire.
That's when they bring up history. Well, look at what happened in 1963. You know, it's like,
you know,
okay.
I'm so happy with the internet. I get to get on my Facebook, and I get to start shit every day, and then just let everybody contribute their little 2 cents worth and just laugh at it every time I read it.
Well, dude, if you don't
it's
laugh,
so much
you're either going to... You're either going to sit there and cry your eyes out 24/7, or you're going to load your vehicle up with guns. So
no,
maybe
no,
better
no,
laugh.
No.
Maybe that's
I just
a little
enjoy
thing
doing
that
it. And then is what I do when I see it starting to slow down. I'll just add another little line, and then it fires right back up again.
Maybe we need to add a little segment, like a Facebook moment with Mike, and then he can read something that somebody wrote, and we can analyze what somebody wrote. I could even
the
come up with like a
Stuart Small
music for it. Yeah, I'll come up with some. I'll produce some music for him. You know, yeah. Some nice little tranquil music for him.
You
That'd
know,
be
right
nice.
Now, honestly, you guys, honestly, right now it is so easy to get them fired up. You just mentioned one little thing about Trump, and they just go off. I mean, you say his name, and they go off. It's so fun.
Oh, it's the you don't. You don't even have to do politics,
leave
man.
Me alone.
I was on YouTube a few months ago, and there was a YouTube channel called Loudwire, and they give all the heavy metal news, you know? And it was when they announced that Metallica had a new album coming out. So I just got in there and said, Metallica sucks, man. You would think
shit.
I'd have said, you know, that Jesus was Satan, and I eat little babies, and I rape children. I mean... You would have thought I was the worst guy in the world because I made another comment about, you know, Lars being a whiny little bitch and one of the worst drummers in metal.
Oh,
and
no.
I mean, people were wishing me to die, telling me to go back and have sex with my children and calling me a neckbeard. It took me like a
wow.
month to find out what the hell a neckbeard was, you know, or hipster. You know, you've seen pictures of me. You've seen that is not a hipster beard, my friends.
No.
That's closer to Duck Dynasty. That's why I'm thinking of trimming it.
Yeah, I've been debating cutting my hair, man, but I'm still up in the air about it. I don't know. Down past
well, I'm
the
not cutting my hair.
Though.
Well, yeah, mine's going all the way down to my butt, boys. I got
That's
my
what I'm thinking.
You need to find out what a neck beard is. Just look at Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I found out what they are. That's why I took offense at the comment. You know, I ain't no damn neck beard. I ain't no hipster. You know, and that's why I don't wear camo, because I definitely don't want people to think I watch Duck Dynasty. You know?
No, in defense, I am a fan of Metallica, so I just, whatever.
No, dude, I love Metallica when they were good.
Yeah.
You know, I still can't forgive them for Lulu.
Master of Puppets.
The last good album they truly did was Injustice for All, but it's one of
Injustice
their worst sounding records because of Lars. But it's still a good album. But to me, prime Metallica is always going to have Cliff Burton, man, always.
Yeah.
You know? And I've listened to, I checked out all the songs on the new album. The music's way better. Musically, it sounds more like vintage Metallica, but the lyrics are just lame. You know, it's no better than Lulu. I am the table. You know.
All right.
And I love Lou
like
Reed,
that, what was
but
that
I mean,
song
when Lou
that
Reed
had that, wasn't there a song that they redid or something? It was called like the song that never ends, or what was it? The day that never ends, or something like that.
Yeah.
I always called it the song that never ends.
The song that never ends,
like
the Unforgiven. I think they've done the Unforgiven what, 3 or 4 times. It's like, boys, it wasn't that good the first time. You know, but you know, you say these things. You just tell somebody you don't like a band they like, and they act like you just said their mother was a street whore or something.
Because it's
you know?
Politically
it's like,
correct. It's not politically correct to offend somebody, but they can offend you. That's the rules of it.
I can sit there and say Metallica sucks. Dude, that's hate speech. You're a racist. No, I'm a white boy like they are. Well, except for the Mexican bass player. Hey, I got Mexicans in my family. That should count, right?
So if you say Metallica sucks, are you going to have a burning M in your front yard?
I might. I've definitely gotten enough threats because I started making my own YouTube videos on why Metallica sucks. And I just posted one on why Guns N' Roses suck. So I just do it to piss people off. I'll even pick a band I like.
I like Slash. I think Slash is a hell of a guitarist, man. I like
Slash's
style.
Slash is a great guitarist, and Guns N' Roses was a great band. The only thing that screwed them up is they picked one of the worst singers and frontmen in rock history. That little demented little dwarf, Axl Rose. You know. That,
he's not
so little
anymore.
Just out there. Yeah, but yeah, he's only expanded one direction.
Yeah, he's still vertically challenged. Yeah. Not horizontally. Yeah.
Not horizontally. I'll put
he's
this out there. If anybody ever wants to give me the perfect Christmas or birthday present, give me an aluminum baseball bat and lock me in a room with Axl Rose for 10 minutes. Or what? You know. Or the members of Nickelback. You could throw them in there, too. Why not?
You know, what's funny is I know we're way off topic of politics, but it kind of blends in with the way people are. But I was, you know, the old original Nickelback I was a fan of, like Leader of Men and stuff of that nature. But when they became mainstream, I was like, nope, can't do it anymore. Just can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. You can listen to whatever you want. I mean, you know, if you like Kanye and stuff, hey, that's your prerogative, man. It's just ever since, like, Pro Tools and Auto Tune. I mean, you don't even have to be able to sing anymore, man.
Yeah.
You know, just plug them into Auto Tune, and people pay big money and say, well, the music sounds perfect, but it's not real. You try to explain. I mean, you can go into. I've seen so many bands over the years. You hear their new song on the radio or whatever, and it's like, oh, that sounds really good. And then you see a live video of them. And they can't play.
If you have a small closet, a good laptop, a microphone, and some egg cartons, you could put on.
Small closet.
Yeah, if you could put some egg cartons, like the old cardboard egg cartons, on the wall to make soundproof, you could create an album with a computer in your house now.
Tons of people are doing it. They're making their money on iTunes.
I was wondering why you were talking about being in a small closet with a computer and a microphone, Chris. That sounds kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Well, that's for after the show.
What are you wearing?
I'll be recording my other podcast later, guys.
It's
a video chat.
Yeah, Chris from the closet.
That secret webcam you got, Chris.
Yeah.
It's on his laptop. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
The butler with the buttocks. Catch him live.
He'll have his red light on in the closet.
On air. Leave me alone.
I'm communicating with the masses.
And then a window. He'll drop a piece of cardboard up and down over the monitor. And say, deposit your check, or you don't see nothing.
Come on, honey. Come on, honey.
And
get the Kleenex. Chris is on.
Hurry, it's 11. Chris is on. Hurry, hurry. The kids, put the kids to bed.
Did I go too far with that one? I'm a bad man.
Oh,
please,
man.
Don't hate my children.
It's definitely not Wally Cleaver world anymore, that's for sure.
Well, thank God, because that's what the Republicans keep trying to bring back, and I don't like it. Although, trust me, the Caitlyn Jenner world kind of makes me a little nervous, too. Now,
I like that kind of...
That one in particular.
Well,
yeah,
growing up, man...
I think that's the first time we've ever seen somebody become a transsexual for publicity.
Reds. Oh, sorry.
No, we haven't grown up.
Well, we
don't,
do
don't
have
say
a friend of ours.
Yet.
We have a friend of ours, Kevin, nicknamed Reds, and he's a big guy, and we think that he seriously wants to go down the route of maybe, you know, being like a performer, but as the form of a woman. And
a shim.
Yes, and he actually sang. And we have a little 3-second clip of him singing, and I think he's going to be good, man. Here it is.
Baby, you're a firework.
Well, there you go.
Leave me alone.
I'm telling you. He's in the closet. He's in the closet right next to me.
This is like a little brother we pick on all the time, man. Man, the stories we could tell on this guy, it's a whole new podcast, but man, he's that guy that he always gets himself in these situations, and we're like, how? Like, just how?
It just seems to be a gift for some people.
Yeah.
You know,
so
it's a gift.
I came up with my own border control thing.
Yeah?
On the Mexican border, you just warn them all. If they cross illegally, they get shot. Then you line up the United States snipers all the way along the border and let them have practice.
Well, I had an uncle who was even more extreme after than that.
Well, then our snipers are getting trained at the same time as keeping the border secure.
Yep, see, the problem with that is, you know, you have to just tell them just to shoot these basically innocent people. So my relative, his idea was far more extreme, but at the same time, it took the human element out. He says, you know how we got all this radioactive waste that we just don't know what the hell to do with?
You build
a cement wall about 6 foot tall, because you can't build it too tall. They won't be able to climb over it. They got to go over it's the idea. And you put it in the center of the big cement wall. And then when they crawl across it, crispy critters. Now, is that extreme or what?
Well, that'd be better because then you wouldn't have to clean them up because the acid would just eat the remains.
Want to come here? Hope you like fried food, Paco. I'm just joking, of course. I would never advocate something like that. That's horrible, but, you know.
That's a part of the
humor. This is America.
Of the show.
Yeah, you know. I mean, that's
if you can't.
But I mean,
yeah,
that's the whole thing. We don't even have a sense of humor anymore.
Right. If you can't laugh and have a good time, I mean, then we might as well just be called a communist country. Like, really? What are they going to do? Ban us for saying these funny things? Like,
they are doing it. There's a war on words in this country, and it's being waged by the people who claim to be the biggest supporters and the bastions of the First Amendment. The far left liberal.
Yeah, it depends. It depends who's using the words.
No, it's
two sides. If one side uses the same word you use, they don't like it. Mm-hmm. If you use it. It's okay for them to use it.
Right.
And
you're
I'm not
exactly
talking
right.
about Black Lives Matter, neither.
No, but it's the whole idea when you start looking at Americans
that support
and we buy into it. You
right.
know?
And
right.
to me, it's
right.
not if you. Whether you're left side or right side, it's just the principle of admitting you're wrong. You know, like
right.
everybody
can't
gets
do that.
Built. More people get pissed. But you know, it's funny. Like whenever you like Mike and I have witnessed this many times. But when you catch somebody and they know they're wrong, they'll keep just making excuse after excuse after excuse until they get so pissed off that they leave the conversation. And it's like,
yeah. Well, they hit you.
Why didn't you just say, you know what, man, you're right. You know, I'm wrong, man. And then it would have been.
Yep.
But instead, they have to stand their ground for what? to prove a point
until
that's not factual.
Until they get mad and they're gone.
Right. It's yep. like, if you don't, it's just, I don't understand people, man. I really don't.
Well, see, back in another time when I was on another show on another network in a galaxy far, far away, I said one time, I said, you know, here's our, you know, the thing is, you know, look, I understand wanting to be right and liking being right. I like to be right. I don't like to be wrong. Mm-hmm. But if you can show me where I'm wrong about something, I will admit my wrongness and thank you, because now I can set about getting right.
Exactly.
You know, these people, no, you cannot prove them wrong. They will never, ever give in. Ever.
There's no – the word learn is not in their vocabulary.
No.
They cannot learn anything because they know everything. It's
nor
just,
diplomacy.
Or sanity.
Intelligence. You know, you ask them what their IQ is. I don't have a pair of those, man. That's American.
Yeah. I got mine snipped. I got mine snipped 20 years ago.
Yeah. Do you know what your IQ is? Is that new naked chalooper they got at Taco Bell?
I measure my IQ in milligrams. Okay.
I
bet it fills a medicine bottle too.
I used to say they ought to have a national IQ test, and if your intelligence falls below a certain number, we'd immediately take you out and execute you, or at the very least sterilize you. Because how often do you see two stupid people get together and have a kid and the kid be smart? You never see that. And who's having more kids in this world than any smart people are? We're approaching, you know, zero population growth here. And I'm not a genius or anything, but, you know, I do know that 2 + 2 = 5. So, you know, we celebrate dumbness in America. We do.
You see how he did
that, Mike? Popular characters of, yes.
I'm sorry, did you see how he just did that, Mike?
Yeah, that was slick. I caught it.
He came full circle with that, starting out talking about Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah. It's amazing.
But we don't, you know. All the popular characters on TV are idiots. You watch the situation comedy these days. The parents are dumb, and the kids are the slick ones.
Well,
you know, when I was a kid, I was a dumb little bastard. I'm here to tell you, I thought I was smarter than my parents, but I was a dumb little bastard.
I eat paint chips.
Now we've got adults telling our kids they're smarter than their parents.
Yeah.
Scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that why you parked on the lawn?
Your parents are Trump supporters? They've had lobotomies. Kill them in their sleep tonight.
They just need to give all the politicians 1 hour and make them all smokable, and then let them go to work. I bet they'd get more done.
Oh, well, you couldn't tell them that, man, because that would mean they'd be wrong about the whole marijuana stance.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have a clue because it'd be so high they'd get shit done. More than they're getting done now. I mean, they'd at least talk once.
But if they did that and it led to that, then that would mean they would have to admit that it actually helped them, and they would never do that.
I'd say go a step better. Let's put some DMT in their drinking water. Well, I know they don't drink water. Put it in their vodka.
Water. Put it in their vodka.
Here's a nice mushroom pizza for dinner, okay?
On the house.
And then they're all nice and calm and having a colorful time. We lead them out away to special camps.
Don't mind that your pizza delivery boy looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
There's a movie that came out in 1968. You can watch it in its entirety on YouTube. I recommend everyone do. It's called Wild in the Streets. It was about this rock star who, you know, became like, you know, the biggest thing in the country and started this movement to have the voting age not lowered to 18, because it was 21 at that time, but down to 14. And the mantra was 14 or fight. He ends up getting elected president.
Oh, wow.
And he takes all the squares, all the senators and congressmen. The way he gets elected is they go and they dump all these tons of LSD into the Washington, D.C. drinking water. It's got Richard Pryor in it and stuff. It's a cool movie. But at the end, he
Wild in the Streets.
Pisses off this little kid. Yeah. It's brilliant film. It's got Shelley Winters, got a bunch of people in it. You know,
a lot of Richard Pryor's
cool
movies were really good movies, man. I have to admit, I liked a lot of his stuff.
He was one of the greatest comedians of all time. What are you going to do, you know? Him and Carlin.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks. Yeah. Although
yeah.
most people don't remember Bill Hicks.
I grew up with Richard Pryor, man, and I love that dude. He was so funny.
Oh, yeah. Pryor, Carlin, Red Fox, those dudes.
Yeah, my grandfather loved Red Fox. Loved Red Fox.
I don't get these guys, a lot of these guys that are around now. I don't get it. You know?
I don't know. Chris and I were talking yesterday. Andrew Dice plays nursery rhymes. That's the bomb.
See, Clay, there was another guy, too, who was like, you know, when he came out, he was the biggest thing going in comedy, and he just got shredded, you know? And I'm like, I'm watching the guy, and I get it. He was doing a shtick. That's not the real Dice Clay. It's a character, you know?
Right.
And they crucified that dude. You know?
Yeah.
But he's still a damn funny comedian.
Yeah, he's funny. I thought he was
Kinison.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Kinison, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Another one, you know. I mean, you even go far back to, like, Buddy Hackett, you know?
No, dude. I go back to Lenny Bruce, man, the guy that started it all.
Or Benny Hill.
You know?
Okay.
You know?
Here we went
sure.
from,
you know,
politics,
hey, Joan Rivers was
music,
a gas.
To relationship, to drugs, and now
the 60s and the 70s, you know? And these stinking liberals that they call hippies now are giving the original hippies, guys like me, a bad name. You know, we weren't stupid like those assholes are. Good Lord.
Well, I mean, you didn't get offended. The thing was, is back then, if somebody said something that offended you, you didn't sit there and preach to them. You just punched them in the face. You know, I mean, you handled your business
do that.
And went on your way. You
we
know.
Were like, dude, what are you being such a bummer for, man? Here, take another hit. Mellow out, man.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
what we were.
Yeah, you wouldn't punch them. You just give them another hit and they'd shut up.
Well, I had a guy ask me one
time. It's like, if discipline would be allowed back in the homes because it's been taken away by the educational service, I really think that a lot of problems would be solved. I really do, just by simple discipline. I really
right.
believe that because
right.
the problem with today's kids is they know that if their parents say or punish them in any way that they don't like, they can go to school and say, oh, I was treated like crap at home. My mom treats me like crap and blah, blah, blah. And they get away with it. And that's
yep.
that's why, you know, you were talking about the comedians and stuff. That's why so many comedians today aren't as, in my opinion, aren't as funny as they were back in the day. Because back in the day, they didn't give a crap about politically correctness. You know,
no,
they
you can tell ethnic jokes.
Right. Today, it's like, unless you are a person of a specific race, you better only stick to jokes that are about your race. And it's like, but how is that funny? You know, I mean, if I want to hear jokes about white people because I'm a white guy, I'll bullshit with my friends. You know, I mean, it's like, why would I want to tune in to hear a white guy make jokes about white people? It's just, it's like.
Yeah, but it's gotten so bad now that even, like, say, Chris Rock, you know, he's a black comedian. And he did a routine on how
funny,
the N-word screws up everything for black people. And it was brilliantly funny. Dave Chappelle's another one.
Dave Chappelle,
you know,
brilliant.
Brilliant comedian. But he's been attacked by his own race
right.
for supposedly being racist to his own race. So, you know, and that's what's so bad about these people. They act like, well, if we just get rid of those words, if we get rid of all those racist words, then tomorrow the KKK people will get rid of their hoods, and
right.
they'll all go hug black people. You know, if
black,
we ban guns, all the criminals will give up. Oh, guns are illegal. We pay Crips, Bloods. Let's go turn them in. That's how dumb they are.
Right.
You know, if we kiss radical Islam's ass, they won't come over here and cut our heads off. They'll just go after the Republicans. You know?
Right.
I've got news for you, feminists. They'll rape you before they cut yours off. Who do you think they're going to come for first? The weak liberals. Because you dumbasses won't stand up and fight for your own life. You'll be going, no, dude, really, I understand you. We got this thing called white guilt, you know, and I've got Christian guilt, man, because I understand we've oppressed, you know, that's what they're going to do. They're cowards. They're gutless punks.
I voted to put a restriction and to let them come in. I didn't vote against it.
That's right. Yeah. I stood in the street and said, Allah Akbar and everything, man, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going to happen? What's going to happen when they go to, you know, some kind of a, some kind of a, like a celebration or a get-together of people to celebrate allowing people into the country when this is lifted, and then somebody's going to go in there with a freaking strap of C4 and go, boom. You know,
yeah.
Do you think they gave a shit that you rejoice the fact that they were allowed in the country? You know, they don't care. If they're going to come here and kill somebody, they're going to come here and kill somebody. They don't care if you supported them or you don't. They hate all Americans, period.
Well, you know, just wait till the feminists take over. It won't matter to us guys because they'll kill us. You know, they don't need men. Because, you know, if a guy even looks at a woman, he's already raping her. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We're all rapists. There's not a man alive on the planet that's not a rapist, you know. So we'll just kill them all. We don't need them. We have plastic and rubber replicas of the part we need anyway. So, you know, they're okay with that. Didn't that kind of make them hypocrites? We don't need men. We just need a certain symbol of one.
Well, it's always good to be tall because if you're married to a shorter wife, it's always good. You need to help her get stuff off the top shelf. So I'm safe.
I'll start a movement. I don't need a woman. I can get a fleshlight. Damn it. Oh no, they got those.
Oh,
they got those rubber silicone women.
Oh gosh. This
those
lifelike
ones.
Everywhere tonight.
You know. But, I mean, see, that's again. That's America. Look at where we're at.
Hey, it might be
your
next president. Rubber silicone doll might be our next president. You never know.
Rubber Man 2018. You know. Probably have just as much brains as a lot of our politicians. You know. Yeah, I mean.
We would like to welcome, we would like to swear you in, Miss Susie Long Suckings.
I mean, look at us. We've become exactly what the government has wanted us to become for decades and decades now. We've become nothing more than mindless tax-paying consumers.
Yep.
They've got the
puppet,
majority of the
man.
Country convinced that if you drive a certain car,
don't worry,
you wear these shoes.
The rubber doll will have to be made in America because Trump's taxes. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to afford it.
Oh, and it'll
yeah,
have a crazy haircut, too.
The Chinese bootleg them, but they've only got three fingers. And they've got formaldehyde in them.
And they just happen to get here in a shipping container.
Yeah.
Nope, they don't come in the box.
We don't know how that happened.
No batteries included.
Now I'll get in trouble for emulating a Chinese person. Oh, you racist bastard, you. You know, hey, it is
a
Ching Chang Chong. Come on.
We should invent a Trump doll. I wonder how many
I think somebody
Trump
did.
Dolls. Did they really?
I think somebody did. I think they made a Trump action figure where he's got, like, you know, the 12-pack
because
abs.
He did say he had big hands.
Well, you know what they say,
you know,
about guys with
say.
Big hands and big feet. Big shoes,
big
mouths. Yeah, he's that too. Tiny
guys,
brains.
You know what they say about guys who have to brag about their manhood. They're hiding something.
Don't have one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or guys who, you know, drive
certain
cars.
Maybe he looks like a Ken doll.
You know.
I wonder if his action figure made him look like a Ken doll down there. Uh-oh.
Well, if you do enough steroids, those parts go away anyways. So, you know.
That's true.
They seem to grow on the women that use them. I don't know what causes that.
You know, there is one thing I wanted to point out before we, because we're getting close to end here. I did see, like, they were showing some footage of some of the occurrences that have happened at, like, the Trump rallies in the past. And there was one incident where Trump was at the podium and somebody did something behind him. And he turned around with his hand, like he was getting ready to defend himself. And I'm like, you know what? That right there got my respect just to the point of where it wasn't, oh, my God, let's cover him up with a coat and get him out of here. He actually stood there and said, no, I'm not leaving. And I had respect for him for that, you know, and that's just my input. Sorry. That's just I think it's
I think
says something when you have a president who doesn't need to be rushed out under a suit jacket because somebody did something that may be dangerous. I respect a man who is willing to stand up to a threat and say, you know what, bring it. You know, it's just...
I definitely see threats to his life coming. You know,
Unfortunately.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Right.
You know, and then I remember hearing people when Obama was president saying they wish someone to blow his brains out. I'm like, you know, no.
I don't care
if the president's the worst douchebag in the world. It's bad for all America to kill a president.
Yep.
You just don't do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep.
If you ever want to see a weakness, have somebody see a weakness of this country, have that happen.
Oh, man. You know? Oh, yeah.
You think you think we have problems with Russia now?
The lines in the sand are not going to be moving. I'll put it that way.
No, not anytime soon.
Nope.
No. We're running against the wall with buckets on our heads.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why I'm going to go to Jamaica. As soon as I can save up the money, I'm just going to toke out, lay on the beach in Montego Bay, and listen to Bob Marley, man.
Hey,
watch the
kids
blow off the world. Yeah, there you go.
You sure there's not going to be a travel ban to Jamaica?
I'll find a way to get there, man. I'll go live in the jungle with the Rastafarians.
Hell yeah. Why not?
Yep,
it's growing
that
thing,
growing that
hippies,
lamb's
man.
Bread, you know, yeah. That's it, you know. Where
it's
else
the closest
go?
Thing that the hippies are to, I mean, rather. I mean,
yeah.
can't say
the
Rastafarians.
You can't go to Canada. It's full of Canadians.
Yeah.
We've been trying.
Can't go to Mexico.
Love you, Terry. I love the Canadians. I like to give mail because one of my best friends is a Canadian, and it's fun.
Yeah, we know a Canadian or two.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love them Canucks. Take off, eh?
Some people really love the Canadians.
What's that all about? Shut your mouth.
Yeah. They're all ready to book about you.
Yeah.
Terry's going to hate me after he listens to this.
It's all good, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. Good day.
Well, gentlemen, we have reached the end of the show. We've actually I set it for a little bit over time because with it being a comeback episode, I wanted to give it a little bit extra time. But we are getting close to the countdown now. So,
all right.
But great show. I like the new approach to it with just adding humor, man. It just, you know, it's funny when we were talking about changing it up. I came sitting here actually flipping through like the headline news, CNN, Fox News, just flipping through all of them just randomly just to see if there was anything humorous or positive being talked about. And I did this for a solid 20 to 30 minutes, and at that point, it was either I turned it off or I was going to jump off my roof head first into my sidewalk. So I was like, you know what? Everything is so grim. You know, it's so like everybody is in such a race to try to be the first one to tear somebody down. And
yep.
I'm like, whatever happened to the whole just looking at the light of things and looking at the positive side of things and making humor of a situation instead of making it, oh God, that world's going to end now because Donald Trump's president. Whatever happened to making fun of it? Whatever happened to making memes about it or, you know, with the new generation or making jokes about it and truly tasteless joke books from our generation? It's gotten to the point where I was like, we just can't be a serious political talk podcast because how many of them are out there? God forbid if we had to.
Yeah, we would have to argue about who's right and who's wrong and put
right.
out the negativity about everything.
And guess what? Instead of somebody leaving the show butthurt, we're all leaving happy because it was a good time. You know,
right.
and that's
the
way it needs to be.
We covered everything tonight. Not just politics. We covered it all.
Oh. Even as far as plastic blow-up dolls. I mean, it was all covered
tonight. And Chris in the closet.
And if I don't mention a rainbow with a little person riding a pony, then people can't say we didn't talk about that. So I just mentioned
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Maybe next week we can talk about midget porn.
You can't call them that. It's little people.
Little people
the vertically
porn.
Challenged porn. I'm sorry.
Vertically challenged porn.
Quick challenge.
Forgive me. committed the cardinal sin there. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Well, you must have seen Two Seeds in a Pod too, right?
You know it, dude. I used to watch Bridget the Midget on Howard Stern all the time.
Oh, man. She was funny. She was funny.
Yeah,
she was
yeah.
funny. But, guys, thank you. Thank you, guys. It's been a really great show. And everybody for tuning in, we appreciate it. We appreciate your support. Continue spreading the word and letting people know about this awesome lineup. These guys are the best. And
we love you all. We want to kiss you always.
We do. And on a serious note, really quick to end the show, a very unfortunate tragedy happened recently. My son's best friend took his life due to a very, very bad depression. And I just wanted to let everybody out there know that, you know, there is hope and there is help. And please take note of this if you know anybody who has problems with depression. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Or you can go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org for more information. But always, you just never know when somebody might need some help. And so just try to reach out and just try to help them out a little bit. So even if it means just calling that line and saying you're concerned about a friend of yours, what can I do? Anything, or if you have a child who is acting different, you know, talk to them. Talk to your children. That's the problem with parents, man, kids, and because you slap them in front of an Xbox or a PlayStation, and that's their new babysitter. You got to have more interaction with your kids, people. Got to.
Yeah.
So.
Couldn't agree more, brother.
With that said, gentlemen, Kevin, Mike, thank you so much. It's been an awesome, awesome episode, and I cannot wait till next week. Everybody else, make sure you check out Kevin's new show he has on Monday nights, Transcending the Unknown, Paranormal Talk. The episode was great from Monday night. He had a guest, and, dude, you got a caller on your first episode. Like,
yeah,
pretty freaking
good
cool.
call, too.
Yeah, good it call. Was a really good call. It was really cool. I was listening
I had
in
a
long.
Really good guest. You know,
yeah, yes, he
had,
was very informative, man. Very, it was
He'll
a very
back.
Interesting. It was, it's, I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. It was. He had a lot of nice points and a lot of entertaining stuff to say. So, it really intrigued
right.
me to
Just
tune in.
Just wait till
man.
I get my Sasquatch guy on.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. And as
oh,
well,
it's gonna be good.
If you watch the Trailer Park Boys on Netflix, it's Sam Squanch. So
yeah, that's right, Sam. Well, dude, Trailer Park Boys rule.
Dude. Trailer Park Boys are awesome, man. I love Bubbles.
They are. Yeah.
Bubbles for president.
Amen.
With that, though, gentlemen, have a great night, guys. And, again,
right.
thank you,
Later.
Everybody, for tuning in.
You too.
All right. Later, guys.
Good night, guys.